25 years of top 40 hits. Only on Artie's Time Warp.
Take it easy. There ain't no one else. Don't give me reasons. And I won't. July 86, sports. After 14 wins, the Red Sox, Roger Clemens, suffers his first loss of the year. On the upside, Clemens is voted All-Star MVP. Bob Horner becomes the 11th player to hit 4 home runs in a game. And a flying ring is thrown 1,257 feet, the farthest any object has ever been thrown.
The Time Warp. Sometimes I wonder by the look in your eyes. When I'm standing beside you, there's a fever burning deep inside. Is there another in your memory? Do you think of that someone when you hear that special melody? I always stop and think of you especially.
As we romp through the musical landscape of July 86, remember my name, I'm Artemus Good.
Good, good.
Come with me into the time warp of music and memories. Remember my name, I'm Artemus Good.
Good, good.
And this is...
Artie's Time Warp.
We're in July of 86. Film director Vincent Minnelli dies at 76. He was one of Judy Garland's five husbands, and of course, Liza's father. Minnelli is famous for directing such classic movie musicals as Meet Me in St. Louis, Gigi, The Bandwagon, and An American in Paris. And here's Gene Kelly from that 1951 film singing Gershwin's Love Is Here to Stay.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of.
Hey, keep your radio right here as we continue.
Stay tuned to Artie's Time Warp.
It's the right thing to do.